I just had what I'm calling one of the best meals of my life from a food truck, and it was the Rockin' Moroccan food truck.
I've heard good things.
Oh, my goodness. I've had it before, one other time, and I think that it was like at a birthday party, something where it was kind of like a set menu, mm-hmm. you know, and it was delicious then. But this time, we were at Odin Brewing, and they had Rockin' Moroccan food truck, and we ordered the gyro platter, and we ordered the falafel platter. I am salivating thinking about eating it again. I'm going to stalk all of their social media and find out where they are so that I can be first in line to go eat it again. It was incredible.
I've heard that. Like, when anyone brings a food truck, like, you try Rockin' Moroccan.
Oh, it was so, so good. So kudos to you guys.
And what is it about food trucks? Because they are, lately for me, I mean, more popular than ever. And then the food tends to be better than a sit-down restaurant, but they're making it out of a truck.
I think you're getting it right then, right there. You know?
Yeah, and you get some, like, the fumes or whatever mixed mm-hmm. in. It's real nice. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I think it's fun, too, because you're having food at places where you normally wouldn't have food.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe you're at some, you know, and it's like, oh, awesome. You're hungry. And
two, with food trucks, they have such a limited menu. They don't have to focus on trying to do a bunch of different things.
Great point.
That they really focus on making sure there's, like, five or six things mm-hmm. that are home runs versus here's 50 things on a menu.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
You know, we always say, too, that, you know, it's when you know that there's not competition, but when you know that there's a time limit, because when they're out, they're out.
Yes.
And if you love it and you score a spot in line to get the food, you're like, yes. You know, yeah. you're even more excited. Right. It's even more delicious because you got it and somebody else might not have.
Right, absolutely. Let's go to Heather. Heather, what's your favorite food truck in the area?
It is the Rockin' Moroccan.
So good. What do you get when you go, when you find them out and about?
So I actually see them over here in Greensboro. They, they're at the Old Cone Mills, mm-hmm. and they come every now and again. His wife actually used to work at a different restaurant making cakes, mm-hmm. and so I stalked them until I could find their truck yeah. and their social media.
Same.
And I normally get the fries that have the steak all over them with their sauces. It's amazing.
That sounds delicious.
I forgot to even mention the sauces. Oh my god!
Yes,
I like
so
a good,
good
sauce. And yes, Jason
they make
does
homemade
too.
Sauces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it. Not to top you, Katie,
yeah,
but
I
had a food truck in Morocco. But anyway, can move on.
Listen.
It was actually street meat. It wasn't really a food truck.
This was insane.
Let's go to Ashton. Ashton, what's your favorite food truck in the Triad?
Hey, guys. It actually is also the Rockin' Moroccan.
Yeah.
It's by far my favorite one. I know you guys have talked before about, like, cheesesteaks, but holy crap, the cheesesteaks, the chicken, the saffron chicken cheesesteaks, so mm-hmm. good, because they are smothered in that sauce.
Ooh. What is the sauce?
Delicious. There were
lots of
like
sauces.
Three or four different sauces.
Oh, man.
And they were all, you could tell, every single one of them, obviously homemade, and they just were all yep. so flavorful. And deciding from the menu was the hardest part, because you're looking and you're seeing and smelling all of the things right there in front of you, and I yeah. just wanted to eat it all.
Yeah, that's a good problem.
Katie,
yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a dessert?
No, we did get the Moroccan rolls, like the spring rolls.
Yep.
Yeah, so we had those, but no dessert.
If you go back, they have a strawberry mousse cake. Outstanding.
Wow.
Sold.
I'm surprised you didn't get dessert, Katie.
I know. Well, I was drinking beer.
That's a fat joke,
I was drinking
way.
Beer. Oh, no, I'm aware. No, he launches those all the time.
I'm surprised you didn't get dessert.
Uh-huh. The way Katie goes about her food, she doesn't care.
She just surprised she didn't order like four entrees.
I ordered two.
She always orders. She never orders just one thing.
Uh-huh.
But I never see her get dessert. Rarely.
It's rare. It's rare.
I like the fat joke, Jason. Keep them coming.
It wasn't.
Hey, directed at you. I don't like them.
It wasn't. It was how much Katie spends and everything else.
It wasn't. It was how much Katie eats.
Well, she does get it, but yeah.
Let's go to Laura. Laura, what's your favorite food truck in the Triad?
Twin City Minis.
Ooh.
And what do they have?
They are out of Kernersville. They have the best platters, and let me tell you, they have truffle fries that, if you've ever been to Printworks Bistro, I would say are comparable to that, if not better.
Awesome. Thank you.
Love some truffle fries.
Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, best food truck in the Triad.
If you're up for a good hot dog, Hot Diggity Dog has the best hot dogs.
Love the name.
Yum.
It's a great name.
Jared likes hot dogs, I think. You get
and
on the sheets
you,
all
if you're in,
yeah,
if you're into food truck, if you're into food trucks, they have a up there on South Elm Eugene Street in the Tractor Supply parking lot. every Thursday from now until like the end of summer, they have a food truck, like kind of like a get together down there, and they have like tons of food trucks in that parking lot every Thursday night.
That's the best.
That's like really close to here.
It really is, yeah.
All right, thank you, Brandy. Yeah. Appreciate it. Hot diggity dog. Let's go to Chris. Chris, best food truck in the triad.
All right, it is the Snack Shack NC. It is like a dessert-oriented truck, and they have like a little side tent, but the Italian ices are just the sweet, creamiest cold treat you'll ever have. It's not shaved ice. It's like this creamy gelato.
Mm.
And then you fried Oreos, fried funnel cakes. And then they have these like one-off drinks that are amazing, like homemade Italian sodas.
It's kind of like the fair on wheels.
And then if you meet the owner, the owner is like this little Italian. He looks just like Mario from the Mario Brothers.
Even better.
Okay.
But just great treats.
You get the full treatment. All right, Chris, the Shack.
Snack Shack.
Oh, sorry, the Snack Shack. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I guess I can do mine right now.
Yeah.
Just made me think of it. Donut Envy. They came to the parking lot here, and it's like these mini donuts
that were
hot. And, oh, my God. It was like
those were the best. I don't even like sweets that much. Those were the best.
Weren't they the apple cider?
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles ones. And they were warm. The little small ones. Yeah,
they put them in like a little bag, little mini hot donuts.
That is probably my favorite dessert I've ever had in my life. And I'm not a dessert guy.
You're not.
No. Although I'm trying to force myself. Later.
Good. I'm proud of you. Donut NV, like
NV.
All right.
Delicious.
Let's go to Clyde. Clyde, what is your favorite food truck in the triad?
There's a food barbecue truck in Stoneville, North Carolina. It's called Butts and Stuff Barbecue.
Butts and Stuff. Like
that's so clever.
That's
Butts
great.
And Stuff Barbecue. Got a little pink pig on the side. If you like Eastern-style barbecue, they've got the best barbecue around.
And what's the Eastern? Remind me. Is that the vinegar, more vinegar one, or the ketchup barbecue?
Vinegar sweet.
Vinegar sweet.
Oh, I like that.
The real fans, they got the red slaw. They got this thing called a Mac Daddy Dog. It's got beef hot dog, cheese, and macaroni and cheese, and then Doritos put on top.
Oh, let's go!
It's one of the best things you've ever had.
Could we? Oh. I mean, it is a food truck.
Yeah.
Could we have it delivered?
Yes, please.
Can you park outside?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Matt, for your Big Foodies thing, there they do hot dog reviews. That's the Big Daddy. Butts and Stuff.
The Butts and Stuff. Butts and
the
Stuff.
The Mac Daddy. Yeah. The Mac Daddy.
And I know that this is not a popular opinion in this area, but I prefer white coleslaw over red. And I prefer like a mustard base over vinegar. Oh. I know.
The mustard base is South Carolina style.
Yeah.
And the white slaw is Eastern. Red slaw is Lexington.
Oh, I thought. Wait. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It gets confusing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was one that was more like ketchup base and one more vinegar base. That's not the case.
The slaw?
Yeah.
No, the barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue itself. Yeah. I mean, the ketchup base, like that's more like a Western Midwest style barbecue.
Mm-hmm. And then Texas is like a whole different barbecue, like brisket and ribs and all the other.
So what is it here in Greensboro for the most, like, what's the place now?
You're probably going to see Lexington style with red slaw.
Vinegar.
If it's red slaw, it's vinegar-based barbecue, red slaw, but they give you the option of adding whatever kind of spice you want to the barbecue. They call it dip. Sorry, dip if it's Lexington style.
Okay. I like both. If I had to pick one, I'd probably go with vinegar style.
Really?
Yeah.
You love mayonnaise, though.
I do. I like both.
Mm-hmm.
I like vinegar style. I mean, I like the vinegar style barbecue, but I prefer the white slaw.
Me too.
Eastern is still very heavy vinegar-based barbecue with a very creamy white slaw.
Oh, so they're both vinegar-based.
Yeah.
Oh, which one's the mustard-based?
That's South Carolina.
Oh,
okay, does more mustard-based barbecue.
Now, hold on. What's the white sauce? Because there's
white sauce, Alabama?
Alabama, because I do love that one, too.
Like it all.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
If you're smoking some pork, well,
you keep saying coleslaw. I was talking about the barbecue itself.
There's so many variations. But okay.
Is vinegar-based, but then also Eastern's vinegar-based?
The barbecue itself is flavored the same. Lexington style tends to not sauce it as much, and then they give you the dip to sauce to your liking.
Okay.
The slaw is the main difference in Lexington versus Eastern style barbecue. It's a ketchup-based slaw because it's red versus a mayonnaise creamy or coleslaw Eastern style.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Although if I have like a chopped barbecue sandwich, I do like the red coleslaw on it too. I like both.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to choose. You don't have to.
You're right, Katie.
You don't.
Yeah. This is America.
Before I moved here, I thought when you said barbecue or having a cookout outside.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
Let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, what is the best food truck in the Triad?
So the best food truck is Food Freaks, and they sell the best burgers, and they also have donuts and hot dogs sometimes. And right now you can find them in Winston at Jughead's.
Ooh, Food Freaks.
Jugheads.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.